Tablet 18. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. Genesis 4:25. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Genesis 4:26. Enos and Seth caused people to become God-conscious and to worship him again. Chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Genesis 5:1. As it is said, these books of generations are used in the Bible, not to show who is the son or daughter of whom, but to show that it took generations before a new evolutionary process took place. The words, "in the day God created man," indicate that the next phrase, "in the likeness of God made he him," was true only at the first phase of the evolutionary process and creation. Later on, Adam, man, was divided into male and female. Only when a human finds his other part will he become perfect. However, some people's other parts might not have been incarnated, and these are the ones who become sannyasins, renunciates, and will merge with their other parts on the spiritual plane. Some are born androgynous. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Genesis 5:2. In this verse, it is completely clear that Adam, the first man, was male and female. The sentence, "and called their name Adam," is referring to the name given to the people, more than one person, whom he called Adam. It does not say they were called Adam and Eve, or man and woman, or anything that indicates separation between the sexes. But he called them, which means more than one, Adam. Male and female created he them. Indicates that each of them was male and female at the same time. The phrase, "in the day when they were created," shows that later on this changed, and Adam was divided into two parts, as Adam and Eve, or man and woman. They were separated from each other, and each was something less than the image of God. Only when these two parts join with each other, either on the material plane or on the spiritual plane, can they become perfect again. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. Genesis 5:3. This verse clearly shows what is the relationship between a perfected man, Adam, before the split, and God. God created Adam in his image, and Adam, after the split, begot a son in his image and likeness, half of perfection. Adam created another human who was in his image, like himself. Therefore, he was Adam's son. God created, in the beginning of creation, Adam, man, in his image and likeness. Therefore, Adam was his son. That is why when a human reaches perfection, he becomes a son of God. Another point is that this lifetime was different from the one when he begot Abel and Cain. He lived 130 years in this lifetime and begot Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters, Genesis 5:4. The lifespan of the human was much longer at that time, and they would mature slower. The words, in the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth, show that Seth was his firstborn in this lifetime. There is no mention of Cain or Abel in this verse. If it was the same lifetime as the one with Cain and Abel, the name of Cain should have appeared here as the firstborn, not Seth. But Seth is the firstborn in this incarnation of Adam and his wife. Only the name of the firstborn is mentioned first in all the generations in this chapter in the Bible. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died, Genesis 5:5. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos, Genesis 5:6. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters, Genesis 5:7. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died, Genesis 5:8. And Enos lived 90 years, and begat Canaan, Genesis 5:9. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years, and begat sons and daughters, Genesis 5:10. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died, Genesis 5:11. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel, Genesis 5:12. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters, Genesis 5:13. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died, Genesis 5:14. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared, Genesis 5:15. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters, Genesis 5:16. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died, Genesis 5:17. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch, Genesis 5:18. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters, Genesis 5:19. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died, Genesis 5:20. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah, Genesis 5:21. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters, Genesis 5:22. The phrase "to walk with God" is related to pursuing a pure life and observing the laws, dharma, that have been set up by God. By following the dharma of everything, a person will not violate any law and will lead a life of nonviolence. This will be considered as walking with God on the same path. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, from Genesis 5:23. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him, Genesis 5:24. Because Enoch walked with God, he lived a dharmic life. The phrase "he was not," when compared with the sequence of the previous sentences, can be interpreted as meaning Enoch did not die, but God took him, or he reached liberation or pure consciousness. Because Enoch walked with God, he reached pure consciousness and immortality, and God took him. He became one of the gods, sons of God. Although he started to walk with God later in his life, after he begat Methuselah, verse 22, still he reached pure consciousness. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech, Genesis 5:25. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters, Genesis 5:26. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died, Genesis 5:27. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son, Genesis 5:28. To begat a son here refers to Noah, who was a spiritually incarnated personality. Also, not mentioning his name but only the word son can be interpreted to mean that he was the son of God, in his image, his son, an avatar. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This saying shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed," Genesis 5:29. Noah was a spiritual personality who would bring a rest on the earth, and a new evolutionary step would be taken in his lifetime. He was born for a great purpose, and he would fulfill it. And Lamech lived, after he begat Noah, 595 years, and begat sons and daughters, Genesis 5:30. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died, Genesis 5:31. 777 is a very mystical number, three sevens. Seven is God's number. Also, it is the number of mystics. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Genesis 5:32. However, it was necessary for Noah to go through a regular life until he reached maturity and complete understanding to be informed of his mission. Also, his three sons are the symbols of the five types of humans on the earth, explained at the end of chapter 9 and in chapter 10.